Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,377th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, it is my pleasure to welcome you to D-Block Church. Now, tonight, we're going to jump right in. The reason being is because we're going to talk about being light and shining light in a dark world. And my God, if I was going to talk about the dark world, I think we could have about 4 or 5 hours just of the dark world. But what I would like to do is I would like you to take this walk back with me so we can understand what I mean by dark. If you would like to call in, the number to call in live is 319-527-6091. Again, that number, 319-527-6091. And if you are impelled to speak, please press 1. It will signal the board, and I will be able to let you come in. Because this is definitely something that I know in this world right now, we have to be able to understand that there's a place that we can all go in this darkness, and it can happen overnight. It can happen with a thought. It can happen in a second. But I need us to understand, and as we walk together in remembrance of what is dark and how it looks to shine light. Ever you think is dark, we call it out and say, bring it to the forefront so that by the time you finish looking at what you need to look at, you can see it in a different way where we can shine light on it. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you haven't understood yet, shining light into darkness breaks darkness. And if you can break darkness, when you break darkness, you can start to see the light. It's just like I tell the kids all the time. If you can see the sun shining through the clouds, that is a remembrance of God shining his light on you. When I was a little kid, they used to sing a song, and it used to say that he makes the sun shine through on a cloudy day. He'll rock you in the cradle of his arm, and it's like you knew that there was never, ever, you would never be harmed. And the words are, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Now, that's something that I would say. That's something that you might say. But if I was to just simply say darkness, I can tell you that we could start almost about 20, 21 years ago. And the reason why I say 20, 21 years ago, that was the first time that the world felt as though we were under attack. If you don't understand the time and date, it's 9-1-1. 9-1-1 was serious in our lives. 9-1-1, 2000. It was so serious to the point where 9-1-1, you can kind of go back to remember exactly where you were in the moment of what was happening when the first plane the building, and when the second plane went through that building. Not only will you remember the where you were or what you were doing, but you will think about exactly what you were thinking about at that moment. Because I do remember that I was in the traffic, and I was literally looking at this man, an Cajun, a white, however you want to call it. He was actually listening to the news on whatever radio station it was, because it was like breaking news. Because I remember whatever radio station I was on, I was listening to, they were reporting it. It was breaking news. Now, I feel bad because I was actually late for work. So when the first one, when the first plane went in the building, I was actually in my house. But by the time the second one went through the building, which wasn't that long, too much after, but I was late, so I had to hurry up and get in the car. I remember what the man looked like, and I remember the man rolling my window down. He rolled his window down, which made me roll my window down, just to hear what he had to say, because I didn't really understand what was going on. And he said, they've attacked us. Now, at one moment, I was trying to figure out, okay, they've attacked us. Let me find out what's going on, right? So now I'm listening more and more because we really didn't know. But by the time we figured it out, okay, fine, we were under attack. And if you don't know what it feels like to be under attack, that means you're always looking behind your back. That means you're always trying to figure it out. You're always the next person in trying to understand what is happening. Why? Because now you're under attack. When you feel as though you're under attack, everything looks dark. Everything has to look dark. Why? Because you don't want it to be out and seen. Because if you're under attack, you have to be hidden. You have to be far away from everything else. Because if you're under attack, you have to feel that way. The reason why I can give you 20 to 21 years of that one attack alone, that one gloom, we relive that day every year in the same manner in which those planes hit that building. Now, I know we've been saying that it's to remember the dead and do, you know, no disrespect to anyone that lost their lives in 911. Because if there's anyone that's out here today that has still been under by the event on 9/11, 2000, what was it, 9/11, 2001. If you can hear my voice today, I want to shine some light onto you, so that you can come out of that darkness. Being in a dark place just makes you think about things in a different way. Being in a dark place says that you are without light, and it's okay. You want to be there. The only thing that really is good in a dark place that I've ever remembered was a picture. The only time the picture is good is in its development stage. But once it comes out of that dark, it is a completely developed picture. You can see it. You can see the detail in it. If it has color, you see color. Well, back in the day when they were doing that, it was black and white. They came out, and my, oh my, in the dark room is where things happen. So tonight, on this 1,377th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, this is D-Block Church, y'all. And this is for the whosoever will. So there's not a pick in this one where if you are listening to me tonight, there's a reason why you're listening. The reason why is you've been chosen to do the next thing, and that is to shine light in some darkness. Now, I would tell you that you could pick your darkness because darkness is all around. I would go backwards from the event if I can. But no matter whether I go backwards or forward, you can pick the darkness that we need to shine light on. There's so many. There's so much. But I know that there are children that are being born today, right now even. I know that there are children that are playing in their mother's womb right now, even swimming. I know that there are children that are infants walking, being carried around in carriers right now. I know there are toddlers and there are infants and there are the middle-aged kids, and then they get bigger. My God. Then they just get bigger. But guess what? They deserve light. They deserve light. If you look at anybody that's right now, shout out to Peyton. Pepe turned 10 years old on Tuesday. And shout out to Tyena because her birthday is on the 23rd. Ayo, 1, 2, 3. Get up. We got Victoria. Those are just a couple of the kids that I'm affected, that are in my circle. But I try to make sure that those children always see the light. It is imperative that our children see the light. So tonight, I'm asking you, if you have something that you would like to put a light on it. People, as the kids got the song, shine a light on them. Shine a light on them. I don't know if that was the right beat, but that was my beat because we all could party. Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them. I would like you to step into the light. Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them. I would like you to step in the light. The reason why is because it's a confirmation that lets you know that everything is going to be all right. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, it's going to be all right. No matter how you are right now, where you are, in the mood of where you are, it's all right. Why is it all right? Got to be all right because you were made. You were made to do this thing. You were made to walk this thing. You were made to be the example of your life. So you don't want to carry darkness because that says that when the light is available, remember, darkness is without light. So that means you make a choice to live in darkness. Right now, I'm going to say one thing, and I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it hard, and I want you to think about where you are, where you've been, and what you're going to be doing. Look at the process. Look at your process. Look at how you do the things that you do. Do you do it in the dark? Oh, no. I shouldn't say it like that. I should say if they shine light on it, would it look all right? Would it be all right? Or you know how they say what goes on in the dark must come out in the light? Do you have a place in your mind or in your life right now that it is dark? You have made up your mind that you don't need anybody in it. You just need to do what you need to do for you and the people that you love, and everything else will be all right. As long as you keep that closed upness, I guess. I would like to say it like you just keep yourself completely surrounded only around your people, your loved ones, the ones that live in your house, your bloodline. There's a lot of people out there today that think that because of the way that the world has gone, because of the examples of what we've seen, because of the way if you hear what the news stories are telling you, you would think that the only way to keep your family safe is to keep them away from everything else, to keep them secluded, to do what you need to do in your house and don't worry about anybody else's house. As long as your household is fine, you believe that everything's going to be okay. I know there's people out there that believe that. I only have one question. What happens when you leave the house? What happens when they leave the house? What happens when they are not where you are, but they've left, like they're with you because you know where they are, but they're actually not in your presence? How do you feel? Are you in a good place when they're in that position? or are you in the darkness? Are you thinking about all of the things that they've said can happen? Like, I know that children don't go outside as much as they used to when I was growing up. People would say that it's because of the technology. People would say it's because, you know, the kids like to play games and they don't like to be active. I believe that those are all just good reasons, good excuses. But if we really, 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 really crack the mold of that, we really, really, really get into the nitty of the gritty of why not, why they can't go around the corner, why not, why are they not allowed to play down the street, why are they not even allowed to play in the street for that matter, being honest, is it coming from a dark place? Or is it shining the light? Tonight, I invite you to shine the light. The number to call in is 319-527-6091. And if you would like to speak, you press 1. And that will get you in. Now, the reason why I wanted to say shining light in the dark situation is because you can look at all different types of situations and then realize that in all of those situations, it's all about the way that you're actually doing the situation. It's all about the way you're handling the actual situation because, like I said before, the question really is, are you working out of the light or are you working out of the dark? Now, if you guys have heard me before, I have told you about the fact that I'm doing it all over again. Why? Because I realized that there was something dark in my life, and in order to get through the dark, in order to get past that darkness, I needed to step out and do something that I don't even want to say that I didn't know how to do, but I just didn't care to do it because I had surrounded myself with so much darkness that I wasn't even able to see the light that was actually permeating outside of me. I was walking through situations not even understanding that people could see the light that was coming out of me, and I couldn't even tell the light that I was holding for myself because my world was in a dark place. My mind was in a dark place. Have you ever heard this person look at you and say, "You're glowing"? When I did get the most "you're glowing," I think I ended up to be pregnant, which said something to me. I don't really be glowing all that much, but the day that they said I was glowing and the people said I was glowing, I literally was pregnant. I literally was carrying the seed. I was literally carrying the only seed, my only seed, you know? But I won't even say my only seed, but I'm going to say the only one that is breathing. And that's to be honest. That's darkness. That's darkness. You can live in that darkness, or you can let the darkness, you can shine light in the dark. Shining light in the dark allows you to be able to see yourself and see that if you're shining the light, your shadow is actually small. But if the light is shining on you, that shadow is so big. It's dark. That's why they call it a shadow. If you get close to people and you hear people talking about they're living in shadows and they see the shadows and they're running from shadows, darkness. What I would say is shine light on them. You can even smile on a person like that because they're somewhere looking for something and they don't want something else to come out. That's the person that needs to breathe. I've learned that. I've learned that in school. Since I've been in school, I've learned to breathe. I've learned to breathe freely. I've learned that no matter what it is, God has really told you all about you He didn't really tell you about you, but you are you. And now it's about your experiences to go find out who you really are. And then in your experiences, as long as you know how to actually interpret your experience to either be a light or a dark situation, you start to see things in a little bit. I mean, you see it from a different perspective. The second that you see things from a different perspective, life begins to look completely different. Let me tell you. Some people just can't even stop shining their light. I think that's where I had my problem. I didn't know that I was shining the light, so I didn't know that I needed to dim my light, or I didn't know that my light was too bright and it was blinding the other people that I was trying to actually be in contact with. And because it was too bright for them, it was just like, you know what light looks like in dark over dark. So the only definition that really stuck with me in darkness was, I mean, besides the fact you can do metaphorically and say that it's heavy, it's sad, it's solemn, it's gray, it's lonely, it's all of those things that will give you and leave you feeling dark, feeling heavy, feeling depressed. All of these things leave you in a dark spot. But if you can ever realize that you are God's instrument, that you are here to do exactly what God has called for you to do, nothing more, nothing less. And right about now, the only time that you're getting other things that are happening in your life are because of the choices that you chose to make. And because of the fact that He gives us free will, that's what's called life. Everything that you come in contact with, you're either learning from it or... Well, I mean, you're doing it right now, but you're learning from it. It either becomes a right now experience or something that you do again. Now, one thing that I've been big on is for years, I think I kind of did the same thing, but it wasn't always the same thing, but it was always really similar to this thing, I guess, because no matter what it was, I always still had the same... I had the same result. And the reason why I had the same result is because I was going about the same thing in the dark. And now the second that I seen this thing with the light shining, it all became real clear to me. God has called us for this moment right now, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of the fact we've been reset, we've been set down, we've been any of those things that you would like to call this darkness that we've been in. But we've been in the dark for almost a year now. In this dark time, we've done nothing but found the light. Anyone that's still focused on the darkness is really only just trying to maintain a dark place for you to be. Yes. Let me say that again. Anyone that is really focused on the darkness and continuing to report darkness and tell you about death without reporting life, to tell you about lies without reporting truth, to, you know, leave the reasoning of a story out but then tell you the outcome, all of that is a form of putting darkness into a world. Right now, people are so caught up in hatred and so filled with the darkness of what some individuals did last week that now everything's got to be dark. Now we can't celebrate something that happened in the world like two weeks ago was one of the greatest, most phenomenal things that was happening. It was history being made in the making. Everyone was making sure that they were going to be there in numbers and everything. And now all of a sudden, because of one dark situation, we've allowed darkness to take over the light. I don't understand it, D-Block, and I'm bringing it to you guys first because it says, I say it all the time, that God got goons. And we got to be out here right now. We got to be out here saying all the same, God matters. The light is important. We can't see without the light. If someone is not shining the light, we need to shine the light for them. Let them know that this is what it feels like to be in the light. If you've never been in the light, step on over here in my light so you can feel what it looks like to be in the light, so you can want to not be in darkness. We have a choice. We have a choice, and we have a choice. We have a choice to live, or we have a choice to die. Someone didn't like how I said it. We have a choice to live, or we have a choice to die. I'm not sure. You didn't like that one either? You needed it one more time. If we don't get this thing together right now, some of us are going to live and some of us are going to die. Some of us are going to be where we need to be and some of us are going to be where we don't need to be. The difference is, where do I want the kids to be? I want the kids to be wherever the kids need to be. Why do I want the kids to be wherever they need to be? Because at the end of the day, the kids need to be where they need to be because they are the future. They are going to be here. If we don't believe that, then yes, it's okay. Live in the dark. If you don't believe that the little ones that you have right now, the little ones that are in virtual learning, the little ones that are actually learning how to communicate in a completely different way because there is a pandemic outside. Somebody explain to me how. Well, see, no, I'm not even going to say somebody explain to me, but I'm going to offer someone the opportunity to speak life into me right now. I'm having a situation because all of my life, you would have never been able to tell me that the people in the church, the pastor, the deacon, all of these people that supposedly hold so much, I don't want to say power, but authority in the church, like the authority in the actual building, where we go. It's a corporation, sure, whatever, but the church. I call myself the Proverbs 22:6 child. It's easy to say because I believe that as long as you were trained up in certain some way, then you know what to do when you get off and you resort back to it. Now, I'm not saying that it was the same way that I learned it, but as long as you are raised as a child, they will not grow up and go far from it. So now the question is, are we raising the children? Have we focused on our kids? I can honestly say that I don't believe that we focus on our children. I don't believe that we focus enough on our children. I believe that the way that we've actually handled ourselves as adults has been a poor example of what it looks like for our children. Now, as I said, me growing up in the church, those examples would have never not said a word. I've never, ever, ever in my life experienced the fact that I have not been in the building of worship before Easter. So it would be like Lent in the Lenten fast. Now, someone out there is probably trying to figure out, what is she saying? What does that mean? To me, a kid growing up in the church, I think that I feel as though we as the organization, as the unit of the believers of God, of the believers of Christ, I believe that we failed. If this is biblical, if this is what we're supposed to be doing, this is a time where we're supposed to be shining light in a dark world. Not shielding ourselves and shading ourselves so that the light doesn't shine on us. I need people to understand tonight that the way that we're doing things might always be right in our eyes, but the question really now truly is, Are things right in your children's eyes? Are we being the example that we need our children to be? Do I know that when the children leave my presence, do I know that they've learned something? Do I know that they've taken something away from their encounter with me that day? That's important to me. Now, I'm not sure how important it is to the next person, but I definitely know that I got some D-block. I got some D-block members that are like ride or die out here. Because we're doing this thing. Why? Because God got goons. Why? Because this thing is crazy. This thing is vicious. And guess what? Some people want to stand in the dark. So as long as you want to stand in the dark, I say, go on and shun, go on and run. But tonight, this Thursday night, we are shining this light in a very dark world. 319-527-6091 is the number. If you're listening, you can press 1. You can chime in. You can give me your thoughts. You can let me know. I'm telling you, if you want to come clean tonight, tonight is the night to do it. What they say? Tonight is the night. We're going to make this thing right. We're going to, like the ceiling can't hold us. One thing that the light will do is shine bright. It shines bright. I think it was Rihanna that said, you shine bright like a diamond. And everybody knows the story about the diamond. The diamond is the best thing. The diamond is so nice and it looks so pretty and shiny, but we know that the pressure that the diamond had to go through, the dirt and the muck and the just the shit all around the diamond, when it is cleaned up, it shines so bright. And tonight I need all of us to know that no matter where you are in your situation, no matter where you are in life, and you're shining. But I want to go a little bit deeper, because no matter where you see the rest of the people that are in your circle got a little bit of light, your light can shine bright on their darkness. Tonight, I want someone to know that when they light up, when they smile is lighting up someone else's heart. How do I know this to be fact? Because I don't believe that it's easy for you to frown when the person in front of you is smiling. Now, trust me, there are people, don't get me wrong, there are people that do this, and there are people that do it very well, because I know I smile at a lot of people, and I really believe that people try really, really hard so that they don't have to smile back. The difference is my light is bright. I'm going to just smile on you until you get it. And if not, I mean it. Listen, if the COVID wasn't out, I've been unhugged you. Hugged you, break you down, everything. There's a lot of people that haven't been hugged in so long, they don't even know what it looks like. They don't know what it feels like. People walking around here like they got it all together. Smart as, you can ask them anything and they can answer you. You can send them anywhere and they can do whatever they need. But when you look into their face, all you see is darkness. I'm encouraging you tonight that when you see those people, don't accept that darkness. Start shining a light on them. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to be shining light because, you know, when you get woken up in the middle of the night or whatever, the last thing you want is somebody to turn a light on when you're sitting in the dark. Oh, that's the first reaction. That's the first reaction. So if you know that that's the first reaction, if someone is asleep or in the dark and you turn that light on, the first reaction they're going to give you is, oh. So why would we stop? Why would you stop? We know what it does. We know what it feels like. And we know what you feel like when you come out of it. Why would we stop? I know you want to fight it. Why? Because it's easier to stay in the dark. Trust me. If you're in the dark, you believe that nobody sees you. You believe that you're walking in shadows. You believe you're living in shadows. But it's time to come to the light. I'm telling you. The way that it came out in school today, it was real simple. You have everything that you need. You are everything that you're supposed to be, and you're never alone. That we live in the struggles that we have. If someone was to tell you that right now, how much better would that make you feel? How much lighter do you feel? You are exactly what you're supposed to be. You have exactly and everything. You have everything that you need. And you're never alone. Now, if in your world and in your circle with the people that you say are in your circle, remember, these are choices that we make. If you feel those way, if you feel that way, if you feel alone, says that you're choosing to live in a dark place. If there are people in your circle, whatever, that make you feel their darkness, try to shine the light. If they refuse your light and you shine your light, there's nothing that you can do but let someone live in the darkness. It's a really sad place to be, but if you've done your part, your prayer is that someone else will come by and they'll be able to shine their light from out of the dark. But for your part, you don't stay anywhere too dark that it makes your light start to dim. Because that's what happened to me. It took me years to figure out that that's what actually happened to me. Because I would have never realized that that's actually what happened, because I always thought that I was moving closer and closer into the light. But when I realized that as long as I was still in the dark, the only thing that was stopping the light from really shining was the fact that I didn't know that there was a light inside of me to shine. And like I said, when I was a kid, I knew about the light because they instilled the light in me when I was little. I think the first song I ever sang was I Was a Promise. I don't know if you know that. But it basically told me I was a promise. I was a possibility. I'm a promise with a capital P. I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to be. And then I said I could go anywhere that he wanted me to go. I can do anything that he wanted me to do. I can cross the high mountains. I can cross the wide sea. I was a great big bundle of love. I'm a promise. That was my first one. And when I tell you that, it was like they just kept putting it into me. I sang all them songs, child. And for a long time, all they were just telling me to sing them. I had to sing them because I knew the notes. All types of stuff. But never because I wanted to. Never because I knew that the light was shining inside of me. Never, ever, ever did I pick it up like that. Until when I realized that to be in the dark is to void your light. And that's why tonight I want to shine some light in a very dark world. There's a lot of different things that are going on right now politically in the world. I'm just saying that's all dark. Just call all that dark. Everything that's going on, how it went down, the way that it went, the reactions of where it is, and even the feelings that is leaving upon you right now. Dark. When you look at the pandemic, when you look at the COVID, when you look at how it's moving, when you look at the people that are refusing to listen, when you just see all of the no in this world, that's dark. When you can turn on the television and literally see the news is supposed to be news on the news channels, but yet it's entertainment on the channel, like the television channel, which makes it just seem like dark. How is it on one channel we could be watching something and we're like devastated that it happened, but then we allow a whole network to make a show about what's happening, and then it gets like the number one rating? When are we really going to, you know, realize that's dark? We've allowed people, and I'm going to call them just that, they're just people. Because, you know, people get caught up in the wrong thing. People get caught up in the whys and the hows and the whos and what they look like. If we just go on back to the matter of what it was, there were people that did some real asinine stuff the other day at the Capitol. The reason why it was asinine is because nothing gets handled in that manner. If we haven't said it before, violence doesn't get answered, or it should not be answered. And the way that we answer violence is not with violence, but we damn sure ain't gonna run from it. I believe that as a believer and as Christians, I believe that we've been running since before they put him in the tomb. Said it, and I said it just like that because we do something. This is Deep Block Church. I would just like to say it just like this, because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in him, if you don't believe in the walk, if you don't believe in the teachings, if you don't believe in the reason why we move, breathe, and have our being, if you don't understand the reasoning of why Christ did what he did, if you don't understand the reason of why you need to believe in Christ doing what he did, if you're trying to figure out a reason why Christ didn't do what he did, or why they said he did what he did, or we didn't do what he did, do you not understand that that's darkness? That's a darkness that you don't even need to have. I've already explained that there's so many things that are going on in the world. There's so many dark things that are happening. And you can focus on any of it, and it'll all be dark. It'll all seem real dark. But then when you say that God can show you the light, believing in Christ gives you life. No. You didn't like it. Okay. You're right. Why? Because it's 2021. And the one thing that I've learned through this pandemic, as we put Christ in a tomb and never let him out. Anybody that doesn't believe that Jesus is real, to anybody that believes that it was an imitation God that was actually, you know, whatever your story says that it ain't happened the way that it happened, I need you to embrace the fact that we needed it to happen. We need it to happen. Why? Because you got to walk out this, got to walk this thing out. And the only way you're going to walk it is if you believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you'll allow darkness to sit on you. You'll allow darkness to cover your children. You'll allow darkness to sit in your television sets and you won't say anything. You'll allow people to tell you don't go somewhere because somebody else said something stupid. And you won't do it. That's darkness. If you keep embracing this darkness, we're going to be in a world of darkness and we're going to be trying to figure out why that's so damn dark. Maybe we shine a light on it. Shine a light on it. Never in a million years would I have thought that I'd be sitting on here on a D-Block church telling you straight up like this. If you allow somebody's ignorance, or if you allow somebody's, just, I like to say, just hitting the F button. It's a button that we push. And when you hit that button, it's like no turning back from the button. It don't have a color. It's a button. It's red. It can be dark. When you hit the button, it covers you. believe that Christ died for you, saying that you want to sit in darkness. I believe that if we haven't seen anything else in 2020 to today, I want to say that when Christ went in the tomb, he was only in it for 3 days, and then he got up with all power in his hand. He took sting out of everything. He did not allow this nastiness to take over. Why? Because it says the baby was born for the government. How about that? What did it say? Jesus, the baby. You know how many rappers we got out here called the baby, little baby? We better focus on the baby. That little one turned out to say that he was all the things that he was, and so that we could just say that he wasn't. I've heard so many different stories and so many different ways that they've said something about Jesus. Excuse me. Right in this time when we call this the call of salvation, I don't even want to give it a name that is going to make you or her or them turn away. Because the one thing that God did, God gave it to all of us, anybody, whosoever will. And so we give you the opportunity. You don't have a relationship. If you don't know where and how to get up out of some darkness, I invite you to come to the light. If you're my age, all of the movies that we've ever watched in our entertainment have explained to us about the light, coming to the light, staying in the light when we were growing up. Now it's hard to find something about the light. We have to understand that, and we have to embrace that. And we have to be able to be the ones that say, God, I'm a sinner. I mean, I've been doing this thing the way I thought I was supposed to be doing this thing. Turned it out not to work out in the way that I needed it to be. God, through this pandemic, I have really literally watched numbers. I have literally let people express to me how you work. I have literally let people tell me your power and when you will strike people dead and I need forgiveness. I have allowed stories to become my story. I need forgiveness. I have overlooked the children in my own family and the kids on my block. And I need forgiveness. Dear God, I want you to shine the light on me and shine it bright. So bright that even the things that are a problem will be blinding in the eyes, because I know that I believe in Christ. And your son died for your sins. And because I believe, I have a clean slate. And I want the light to shine in. Amen. Now, you know, that was like the paraphrase of how you need to do, because, you know, that was me saying my thing. Y'all have to make that your own. Because my dirt might not be your dirt. My dark might not be your dark. But regardless of whatever it is, it's time to shine a light on. We got to shine a light on. The kids are shining lights on stuff. We got to shine a light on it. And she going to come on and she going to give you a finessing. I don't know if she even going to finesse it, because she might just tell you step up out in life. But I don't know. Chat.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank and praise God for the word that has gone forth this evening. I have nothing to... How you going to finesse God's word? I just... See, it is just, look, she said it as simply as it could be said, either you're going to walk in the light or you're not. You're either a child of the light or a child of darkness. That's not what she's saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's what God's word say. Don't catch an attitude with us. Get mad with him. He the one who wrote it. So we just telling you what it said. We thank and praise God, though, by faith for that soul who decided to come out of the darkness and walk into the light. Hallelujah, God. We encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that's why he has Perfect Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. 8 p.m. tomorrow evening with By Faith We Good and the host, Minister Bernard Morrow. You do not want to miss this anointed, this high spirited, this powerful man of God and the move of God that he is bringing to take place here tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can feel free to follow us. We will be on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to talk with you, to pray with you, to pray for you. Hallelujah, God. We thank each and every one of you who have joined in listening in this evening, whether it was via the live stream or via phone. We bless and praise God for each and every one of you. We also would like you to be on the lookout. God is bringing PK Worship Center to you soon, so keep your ears and eyes open for that also. Again, we thank and praise God for you. Sister Adrian, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hands.
I will say thank you, thank you. Y'all heard it first. Listen, the worship center, all I can tell you is the way I look at that thing there, it says, you bring your God, I bring my God, you bring yours, she bring his, she bring theirs, and he bring his, because there's only one. So as long as we all in the building, then we can worship it. That's why we need a worship center. So it's not so much of a pick of a race or a color or a creed, but it actually becomes in the way that we meet, the way that we breathe, the way that we move and we have our being. That way our children's children will believe and they'll see it. Because right now we need to just realize that we are in a dark world. But the only reason why we are in the dark world is because we are voiding this world of light, our light, your light, my light. We all have a light. Some of our lights might be dim, but like I said, if it's a low light, like if it's a candle with low, soft breath, it will make that candle burn bright again. So it's all in the breathing. It's the thing that we do. That's the thing we have in common. When we grab the thing that we have in common and just say, okay, that's what we got, and take all of the differences that we have and let them be the things that intertwine us together, It'll be way better than any basket that has to be, you know, they say you can't put the light underneath the basket. But if they put a light underneath that woven basket like that and it melts down like that and then it becomes iron steel, it can't be broken. Almost like a strong spirit. If you have a strong spirit, that means you got light shining out of you, bright, very, very bright. My only suggestion to you is don't let anyone take your light. And don't allow darkness to swallow your light. We got to shine bright. Our babies are depending on us to shine bright. Like when I was a little girl, I remember they said, walk in the light, cheerful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We could do that. And guess who would love it? Our babies. If you don't want to be in the light, that's all right. But you can't be in the dark and think that you're going to make a spark. It ain't going to work that way. So if you were listening tonight, you got one thing to do for the rest of the 2 weeks. That's to be bright. That's to make sure you shine your light and keep shining your light in this really dark world. And guess what? God already told us it's gonna be right. So keep the light shining. Until next time, what up, what up, what up? I love you. Good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.